Well, welcome to the young people message. What I mean by that is we're all young at heart, at least I hope we are. So we do a youth message because sometimes we have youth that tune in, and we're grateful for that. But also sometimes we as adults sometimes just need to hear the old story of Jesus and his love in a childlike fashion. So I said all that to say this. How many of us, when we were looking to learn how to ride our bicycles, our parents put on training wheels? And why training wheels? Well, it helped us balance. You know, if you remember, the training wheels were just up off of the ground a little tiny bit. But when you were riding, if you leaned to the left, the wheel would pick up the little, and you wouldn't go off. And same with the right. So, who taught you how to ride? Do you remember? But I think one thing before we learned to ride, we had those training wheels. And then we learned to balance on two wheels all by ourselves. Isn't that neat? Well, I can think of some other things that act like training wheels that we keep from falling. And that's our relationship with God through Jesus Christ, sealed by the Holy Spirit. And that's what our Christian life is all about. We need these things to act like training wheels. And what am I saying? What things do we need? Well, reading your Bible is like using training wheels. And you have resources like pastors and people in the congregation and mom and dad and all that. And they help you, like the Bible, when you plant the Word of God into your heart. It helps keep you from falling. And, of course, your parents or ministers or whoever you have a relationship with, that is Sunday school teachers or another one. But one of the other things that is wonderful is that Jesus himself was baptized. You often wonder, why was Jesus baptized? Because he wanted to be obedient to God. Now, baptism doesn't save you. The only thing that saves you is your relationship with Jesus Christ. But baptism is an important way of sealing our relationship with God. Then God works in our life, and he helps to keep us from falling. Because when we're sealed through baptism and the Holy Spirit, he keeps us from falling. He helps us that we don't make some of the wrong decisions in life. Although, we do have freedom of choice, or free will, however you want to call it. Because when we're facing something that we need to make a decision on, we can either do it this way or that way. And then I like to think what we should do is pray to God, give me the wisdom that I need to do. And that's what baptism does. It helps you to be able to understand that you're part of the family of God and hope that you always make the right decision. But, and I love the buts, if you make the wrong decision, it's not right, you know, we can go back and fix it. And that's what the relationship with Jesus is. That we can say, Lord, I took my training wheels off and I'm out here on my own, and I know you said you would come and help me, and here I am, and I need your help, and I need your forgiveness. I made some wrong decisions, and I want to get back on the right path. We call that repentance, and that's a good thing. Don't ever be ashamed to stop and say, Lord, I need help. I want to repent. Because that's what gives us the ability to take off the training wheels and to know that we have a support system under us. So, always remember that we have been baptized into the family of God, and when that happens, he supports me and others. You know, those two great training wheels were good on the bicycle. Amen. You know, it even said old Solomon, which was supposed to be the wisest man in the world, and I think he was pretty close, he said two are better than one, because when one falls down, the other there to pick us up. And that's the way it is with the training wheels. And once we learn that and we rely on God, we can do all things because he will help keep us from falling. Amen.